Crowe.
My name is Anna Briggs Piccarello, and I live in Needham, Massachusetts.
And you grew up in Bethlehem?
I was born in Littleton Hospital in 1928.
Uh-huh.
And I have four sisters and a brother,
mm-hmm.
and they all did go to school here, but I was the only one to graduate from Bethlehem High. My father moved to Portland, Maine,
of course, to the family. Where did you live in Bethlehem?
Down in the Junction, Bethlehem Junction.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Down near the Amonosuk River.
Yeah, by Kisbury.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was growing up, there was a post office down there. there was a Catholic church that was in operation in the summer only.
Oh, right. It's a residence, yeah.
Yeah. And as a teenager, I worked at the Wayside Inn, Hillcrest Lodge, or Hillcrest Inn at that time, Howard House.
Mm-hmm.
Very short time, I was a soda jerk at Parker's Drug. And my mother made me quit, only because I was eating too much ice cream and she was so concerned about my teeth.
How did you get from home up into town, say to school or to college?
School was with the bus.
Uh-huh.
And Jim McDonnell, or McDonald, but we called him McDonnell, ran the school bus, and it used to go as far up the hill and pick up Margaret Harrigan,
mm-hmm.
go down the river road and pick up the LaQuire and the McKenna's, and then it went straight up past the Maplewood that way all the way up to
mm-hmm.
the school. Basketball games. The majority of them were night games. We had to get to the school, either walk get a ride. And we'd meet the bus at the school.
Mm-hmm. Did you play?
Oh, yeah, I was on the team. I doubt very much if you'll find a picture of me because I was very camera shy, and they used to announce the day before that they were going to take the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I managed to get sick the next day.
Oh, that's bad. And now you must regret that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Trying to think of something else. Yes. I kept my marks up only because I liked to dance and I loved basketball. And, of course, they were up enough for the school. But if I dropped down to a B minus or something, my mother would pull me from the team. So then the team would be after her.
Mm-hmm.
So finally she'd relent because she liked to watch us all play.
Mm-hmm.
How
many people were in your graduating class?
Eight, I believe. You do have a picture of it up here.
Uh-huh.
At the...
Oh, at the school?
At the Capitol in Washington. You have all of us. Dickie Lang wasn't there. Class trip.
Uh-huh.
Dickie Lang was the only one that wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
Dickie Lang, Eddie Dixon were the only two boys. There was Helen Lovelock, Jimmy Dearborn, Peter Spaulding, Eunice Harrigan, me, and Barbara Richardson. For the girls. So there was eight in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And,
must have known each other pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You went all the way through from first grade. Yeah.
Eddie joined us later. Barbara Richardson joined us later. Our class was bigger in the beginning.
Oh.
And, of course, through moves and stuff like that. Frieda joined us later. Of the original, there would be June, Eunice, me, Dickie Lane, and Helen Lovelock. I don't know if she was in our grade classes. She might have been only in high school. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lived on the line down in
mm-hmm.
Littleton, a lot of Rock Farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Helen was from.
Mm-hmm.
At the town of Bethlehem and the school has made me the person that I am, because I learned my good qualities here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was trusting, helping. If I got blamed for something that I didn't do, never, never did I say somebody else did it, who did it, if I knew who did it.
Mm-hmm.
I take the punishment. My roots are here.
Yes?
They will always be here.
You come back more often than
we
you?
Come up. I have an uncle in Whitefield that I come visit. I have a cousin in Littleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a call from him.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back, like, it's so different than what it is, say, in Needham or the heavily populated area.
Mm-hmm.
Never would you go off and leave your door unlocked down there.
Oh,
here,
right,
everything
right.
is trusted.
Right, right. That's
and
right.
People helped each other. And I still do that because it was embedded into me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd help somebody. They didn't even have to ask. I mean, they seem to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, you know, a lot of people that were brought up in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say that's
so
still
different.
The way of life here, you know.
Yeah.
When someone dies, everyone gathers together and takes care of them.
But I don't know what else you want for information. I've had a lot of very happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of close friends.
When did you leave that home?
1946.
Was it after high school?
After high school. I graduated and then in September, Eunice and I left and we went down to a nursing facility where it was pediatric training,
mm-hmm.
taking care of children and nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were affiliated with Boston's Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was during the time of the polio epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did a lot of, all our studies and everything were with children. And see, that's another thing that's attributed to the person I am, because I raised my children the way I was taught to take care of children.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. And, you know, you could tell symptoms, what was wrong and stuff like that.
Did you practice nursing for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you married someone?
From Needham, Massachusetts.
Okay, so not from Massachusetts.
No. And, let's see. Yes, I worked in the children's ward and the children's pediatric department of Mount Auburn Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge, Mass. And then when I became pregnant, I was a stay-at-home mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was until 1969.
Then you went back to work for?
I went back to work, but not in nursing.
Oh.
I went to work bookkeeping and that type. That was my I took commercial courses in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it. And I got an excellent job because of my abilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to back up a little, you said you worked at the Howard House and the Hillcrest Inn. What did you do at those places?
Waitressing.
Was it still pretty busy though?
Oh yeah, we had our 31 hotels at that point.
Uh-huh. And you were involved in the activities that
mm-hmm.
went on at the hotel?
And Mr. Jellison owned the Wayside Inn, and I used to take some of the ponies out horseback riding.
Mm.
Because he has a stable down there.
Mm.
And, I don't know, it was just, everything was so wholesome.
Do you remember the coaching parades and the open for the season? Was that around that time they did any of that? Or was that further back?
Well, we had winter carnival.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess the coaching parades would have been earlier.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Did you go skiing at all?
Oh, sure.
Best
skiing was at night. I skied Agassiz. I skied Cannon Mountain. Any hill that was around that we could ski. I also stole green apples. So.
Oh, yeah? Where did you steal the apples from?
Burning Fern.
And how did you do that?
Oh, we would do it usually at night. And the green apples were great with Salton. And he chased us away. And he was the one that owned the Hillcrest Inn.
Oh, I see.
Right down at the foot of Maplewood Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you go out with your friends and steal apples?
Well, there'd be only a couple of neighbors.
So what would you do with it? Just
eat them? Eat them. We'd only pick what we wanted to eat.
Oh, I see.
No, you didn't. You didn't ravage the tree or break any limbs or anything like that. In those days, there was no destruction. The kids respected everybody else's property. I mean,
you must have known everybody in town, too.
We did.
And they knew your parents.
So oh, definitely. Mr. Betts, my principal. Mr. Finkley was my principal the last 2 years. But Mr. Betts was there, and I think I was in junior high at that point. But he and my father went to school together. So Mr. Betts would keep an eye on me, and I couldn't get away with any. So.
So you don't have any tall tales to tell us?
No real tall tales, no. I was a little on the quiet side. I never got into any real trouble or anything. Do some of the normal prankster things, but no, I didn't spend much time in the principal's office.
Well,
I recognized the door, but I I think it was during the war that we the government gave the school cans of Campbell soap, and there'd be, you know, so many of us girls were appointed to go down and make soup for lunch. And everybody got a free cup of soup. And I think milk was in on that deal, too. I'm not sure. That was during the war.
So you didn't have people that cooked for you,
either. Oh, we didn't have a cafeteria. I mean, we had a cafeteria where you took your lunch from home, brown-bagged at a lunch fair. And the government was the one that supplied the schools with this canned soup, and we had, you know, you opened so many cans and pour so much water in and you eat it, and you had the hot cup spot on them.
Could some of the kids go home for lunch? Or did everyone stay at school?
I can't remember. I'm sure there were a few that would go home from lunch because they were close enough.
Mm.
But as a rule, they didn't, because you only had a half hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Of course, we were all big shots when we got up into high school. What they have now as a library was the study hall. And there'd always be a class in the front of it. But the rest of us that didn't have a class during that period, utilized that time for study. We were in the back of the room. And, let's see. You were also a big shot when you were in the 7th and 8th grade because you got to go to the second floor.
Oh, I see. Everybody in the other grades, the lower grades on the first floor.
Right.
But once you went upstairs, you were pretty much there.
Right.
And then the high school was on that floor, too?
Yes. The high school, I don't know if you know how the rooms were laid out.
Not back then, I don't.
Okay. you come up the stairs, listen, come up the right set of stairs, right there at the bottom of the stairs. Now this is on the first floor, would be the third and fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You come up the stairs, seventh and eighth was the first one on your right.
So they were combined?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next one was the commercial room, commercial division. And then, of course, the girls' room and the balcony. But the big hall was the study hall. And you continue down, and then you had the physics or science room. Then the next one was the English department. And you'd go downstairs, and at the foot of the stairs on the first floor was the first and second grade.
Mm-hmm.
The library was next to us. Then you turn the corner, you had the auditorium. At the end of the hall was the fifth and sixth, and then the fourth, third and fourth was the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you went through the double doors, the fourth stairs.
So the classes were so small they combined them.
Right. That's why a lot of these pictures, instead of one class, it's two. It's a combination of two classes.
Mm-hmm.
So, very good environment. I consider myself quite lucky being able to go to a smaller school. Because if you decide you want to do something later in life, you've got your values to start with. And if you have the desire to do it, you can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it.
Good.
Excellent. So I don't know anything else that you'd like to know.
Okay.